News Talk 1620 WTAW with Tracy Frank of Hope Pregnancy Center. Some big news.
Yes, sir. We have decided to expand our reach within the community. We're opening an STD clinic in January. We signed on a building yesterday, and the clinic will be located at 4112 East 29th Street. And if that address sounds familiar to some, it's the former Planned Parenthood building.
How'd all this come about?
Through a lot of prayer. We looked at the environment about a year or so ago as to what services were going to be needed in the community. We decided that women's health services really wasn't something that we could expand into, but we did realize that with the college community and other factors that an STD clinic would be appropriate. And we really wanted to reach into Bryan and decided that since that building was going to be for sale, that it might be something that we should acquire. And we reached out to some local donors, and they were supportive of that, raised some initial funds. It took a long time. It took a year. But we were able to make an offer in August and close on it yesterday. So,
why this particular location?
Well, it's pretty obvious, and to some extent, you know, we really wanted to be in a building that was easy access and was something that people were familiar with, offering STD services. But we also felt like we wanted to redeem the building and use it in a way that would be life-affirming and a positive impact in the community. Tear down the gates and the walls and open the building up.
Do we have a name for the new facility yet?
We need a name for the new building. We have tried to be creative, but we haven't come up with one name yet. We are partnering with Brazos Medical Associates and Easy Labs, so there will be other medical businesses located within the building working with us. And so we need a building name that kind of represents more than just what we do. So if there's someone out there who's very creative that would like to come up with a name, we would certainly want to hear it.
When do you all expect to open in the new location?
There's not a lot of remodeling that needs to be done. There's some air conditioning repairs. There's a little bit of remodeling. So we're hoping that we can be open by the beginning of the spring semester. So it'll be about January 20th, I think.
So between now and then, what are you all looking for?
Well, first, we do have a little bit of short-term debt. We wanted to close the deal without really making a big community appeal. So now we're making that appeal. We also estimate approximately $100,000 in one-time expenses and startup costs. You know, computer network, telephone systems, there's some air conditioning repair, painting, a new sign, a lot of different things that are needed.
I suppose the cost of tearing down the wall and removing the gates, it almost sounds like it's Jericho-ish.
Yes, in a way it is. And maybe somebody would like some of those gates, so you know, maybe we can do something there. But we definitely do want to really give it a new look, and so we're going to need repairs and funds to do that. And there could be some contractors out there that might like to be part of this project and can do something for us, and we have certainly interest in that. There's a lot of information about what we were calling the Joshua Project, and it's located on our partnerwithhope.org website. So you can read more about how it came about, what we plan to do with it, who our partners are, and how they can help and donate.
Where did the title Joshua Project come from?
Well, you know, as Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, they came to the Jordan and they sent the spies into the land, and there were a lot of giants. And when we looked at this project, there were a lot of giants. But Joshua said, you know, not to fear. And so he wanted to go in and seize the land, and that's what we've done. And so that's why we called it the Joshua Project.
What becomes of your current home on Brentwood?
We're keeping that location. Of course, it's having been there since early 2000. It's very familiar to people. It will continue to serve as our center for pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, parenting education, material assistance, and then the new services will be the STD clinic in Bryan. Now, the community needs may change that. That's just what we're planning for 2015, how we're going to open. And we may do some additional services in the new building, but we haven't decided for sure yet. We'll just see how the traffic flow and everything else goes.
Remind listeners again how they can help.
They can help by making contributions, either through mailing in to our Brentwood address, going online to partnerwithhope.org. And also, we still need, always need, our most important need beyond prayer is volunteers. And we still are short volunteers. There's no end of women and their partners in this community that need help. So facing their crisis pregnancy, and we definitely do need more volunteers.
Who would be doing what?
Peer counseling, meeting with both men and women. So the women would meet with the female client, men with the male client, talking over their options, helping them understand all the implications of what they're going through, providing resources, parenting education, like I said, and material assistance. And it's just a very critical need. We are going to see about 1,800 women and their partners this year. We're on track to see that many.
And for more information about volunteering, how do they go about contacting?
They can call us at 979-695-9193 and ask for Leisha Kim or me, Tracy Frank, and we'll get them hooked up.
Anything else that I've missed?
I don't think so, but we're just very excited, and we look forward to seeing what the next few weeks are going to bring, and want to make a positive impact in our community. And the story is a great one, and we hope to be telling it over and over.
Tracy Frank, Hope Pregnancy Center, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.